आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। वोटिंग बिगिन्स फॉर फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस ऑन 102 पार्लियामेंट्री सीट्स। President and Prime Minister urge voters to come out in large numbers to exercise their franchise. Campaigning for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls continues. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rallies in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. Vice Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi appointed as the next Chief of Naval Staff. Kenya military chief and 9 others killed in helicopter crash. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeat Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh. The voting has begun for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories are going to polls today. These are from the states including Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Meghalaya. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Among those prominent are senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarvananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sondarajan and Jitin Prasada, and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs today. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16.63 crore voters in this phase. Out of the total voters, 8.40 crore are male, 8.23 crore are female, while over 11,000 are third gender electors. Around 3,600,000 first-time voters will also exercise their franchise. Uttar Pradesh holds immense political significance with 80 seats in the Lok Sabha. The state is witnessing 7-phase polling. 8 crucial constituencies in Uttar Pradesh, including Muzaffarnagar, are electing their representatives to the Lok Sabha in the first phase today. Now we go over live to our correspondents across the country for the latest updates on the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Let's first go across to our correspondent Dipendra at Muzaffarnagar constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Dipendra, how is the polling progressing in Muzaffarnagar constituency?
Abhishek, I am currently at SD Engineering College polling station of Muzaffarnagar Lok Sabha constituency, and voting has started exactly at 7 o'clock, and people are standing in line since early morning and waiting for their turn. Voting is currently going on smoothly. This time, Election Commission has made a lot of efforts to increase the voting percentage. And this is the pink booth, and everything is managed by a woman in this booth. And it has been fully, beautifully decorated with balloons. All arrangements have been made to provide a hassle-free voting experience for voters. A help desk has been set up for the convenience of electors. There are many voters who have come to vote for the first time. They seem very excited. In this Lok Sabha seat, the main contest is between BJP leader and Union Minister Sanjeev Balyan, Samajwadi Party leader Harinder Malik, and BSP leader Dara Singh Prajapati. Apart from Muzaffarnagar, Abhishek, Pilibhit, Saharanpur, Kairana, Biznor, Nagina, Rampur, and Muradabad are other Lok Sabha seats in Western UP where polling is underway. And all security arrangements are in place here. Security personnel of Uttar Pradesh deployed inside and outside the polling stations. Check posts have been set up at different places to keep an eye on antisocial elements. Yes, Abhishek.
Thank you, Dipendra, for that update. Moving on, in Assam, a total of 35 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Over 86,00,000 voters could exercise the voting rights today at Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Lakhimpur, Sonitpur and Kaziranga Lok Sabha seats. We now have with us a Guwahati correspondent, Manas Pratim Sharma. Manas, what security arrangements have been made for the smooth conduct of elections in Assam?
Yeah, Abhishek, now polling is going on. Regarding the security arrangement, yes, all the necessary arrangements have been made by the CO office and the district administrations. There are 10,001 number of polling booths where voting is going on in the first phase at the 14 districts. And central armed police forces have been deployed at the critical polling stations. Along with them, micro observers have also been deployed. There are 5,500 polling stations here in the first phase where webcasting is being done and which is being monitored by the district administration, by the CO office, and can be monitored even by the ECI. And in generally, sufficient number of companies of security forces have been deployed for general security in the Upper Assam. Back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Manas. That was a correspondent, Manas, from Guwahati. Tamil Nadu faces the single-phase Lok Sabha elections in 39 constituencies today. A total of 6 crore 23 lakh voters will exercise their franchise for 950 candidates in the fray. Now we are joined by our Chennai correspondent, Joy. Joy, how is the polling process in Chennai right now? Yes, Joy, if you can hear me. Hello. We are sorry, we are unable to connect with Joy at this moment. Well, moving on. Besides polling, is also been helped electing new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase today. In Meghalaya, voters are casting the votes to elect the public representative from 2 Lok Sabha seats, Shillong and Tura. We have more from a correspondent.
Security forces are keeping a strict vigil to ensure peaceful elections in the state, mainly the border area of Assam and Bangladesh adjoining Meghalaya. Both Shillong and Tura parliamentary seats are reserved for scheduled tribe. A total of 10 candidates are in the electoral fray from here out of the total 22,26,567 voters in the state. The number of female voters is more than the male voters, which is a reflection of the maternal society here. Chief Electoral Officer Dr. Brahma Devaram Tiwari said that 31,247 voters will cast their vote first time. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashvani, Shillong.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to exercise the franchise in record numbers in the Lok Sabha polls beginning today. Stressing the importance of participation in shaping the future of the country, President Murmu appealed to all, especially first-time voters, to seize this moment of empowerment.
भारत सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र होने के साथ साथ लोकतंत्र की जननी भी है हमारे लिए चुनाव सबसे बड़ा त्योहार भी है और राष्ट्र का गौरव भी मुझे विश्वास है कि सभी मतदाता विशेषकर पहली बार वोट डालने वाले युवा मतदाता मतदान के लिए उत्सुक होंगे और आपको सशक्त अनुभव कराने वाला क्षण होगा जब आप बटन दबाएंगे और हमारे देश के भावी स्वरूप का निर्धारण करने में अपना योगदान देंगे.
In a social media post, Mr. Modi called upon the young and first-time voters to vote in large numbers. He said, after all, every vote counts and every voice matters. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has appealed to people to vote in the Lok Sabha polls beginning today. Speaking to media, Mr. Kumar said, today is the day of voting and a large number of security and non-security measures are in place. And we will try to reconnect with our Chennai correspondent, Joy. Joy, if you can hear me, how is the polling process in Chennai right now?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you. Elections in Tamil Nadu has always been a festivity and a peaceful, smooth affair. In the morning itself, we can see people queuing up to cast their votes. Today, the voters in 39 constituencies will be voting till 6 p.m. in the evening. The Election Commission has reiterated 100% voting. Usually, the percentage of voting in the state ranges from 70 to 73. Presently, they are taking steps to have 100% voting. 65% of the polling stations are having the webcasting facility. And more than 10 lakh first-time voters will exercise their franchise in this election. It is a three-cornered contest in the state, as BJP has decided to go it alone. Former union ministers Pon Radhakrishnan, T.R. Balu, Dayanidhi Maran, A. Raja, and sitting minister Dr. L. Murugan, former governor Tamilisai Soundarajan are all prominent people who are in the fray.
Right. Thank you, Joy, for that update. That was our Chennai correspondent, Joy, with the latest update. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election campaigning rally in favour of BJP candidate from Wardha constituency at Talegaon village this evening. Sitting BJP MP Ramdas Tadas will be contesting this election as Mahayuti candidate for the third time. In Madhya Pradesh, the election campaign is at its peak in the state, along with BJP, Congress, BSP, SP and independent candidates are also busy in election campaigning with full vigour. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Damoh district in Madhya Pradesh. He will address a public meeting at Imlai Gram Ground in Damoh district. In Kerala, BJP National President JP Nadda will participate in roadshows in Wayanad, Kottayam and Thiruvananthapuram parliamentary constituencies. He will also address a public meeting at Shornur in Palakkad district this afternoon. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Vice Chief of the Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has been appointed as the next Chief of the Indian Navy. He will succeed Admiral R. Hari Kumar, who is retiring on the 30th of this month. Prior to taking over as Vice Chief of the Naval Staff, Mr. Tripathi served as a Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command. Kenya's Military Chief Francis Ogola died in a helicopter crash in the western part of the country yesterday. President William Ruto made the announcement in a televised address. Mr. Ruto said the helicopter crashed shortly after takeoff, killing Kenya's military chief and 9 other members of the military. He added that 2 people survived the crash. The United States has blocked a United Nations Security Council resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for Palestine. In the 15-member Security Council, 12 members voted in favor of the resolution, while 2 countries, the UK and Switzerland, abstained. The US vetoed it. US allies France, Japan and South Korea supported the resolution. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas criticized the US veto, saying in a statement that it was unfair, immoral and unjustified and defies the will of the international community. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh last night, chasing a target of 193. Punjab Kings were bowled out for 183 in 19.1 overs. Ashutosh Sharma was the top scorer for Punjab with 61 of 28. For Mumbai, Jasprit Bumrah and Gerald Coetzee bagged 3 wickets each. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Bevab.
Thank you, Abhishek. World's largest polls begin leads the Hindustan Times. The paper says India embarks on a mega democratic exercise today as voting on 102 seats marks the first phase of the 2024 general elections amid daunting logistical and security challenges across the length and breadth of the country. In a related story, The Hindu, quoting the Election Commission and Supreme Court, writes, "Impossible to tamper with EVMs at any stage. India tests indigenous tech long-range cruise missile for precision strikes," reports the Times of India. FSSAI, to examine report of sugar in Nestle's Cerelac, says the statesman, US-UK imposed sanctions on Iran after brazen assault on Israel, states the Tribune. And finally, Michelangelo's scribble auctions for $200,000, while the Economic Times reports that a square scribbled on a yellowed piece of paper by Renaissance genius Michelangelo sold for $201,600, 33 times its estimated value. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting begins for first phase of Lok Sabha elections on 102 parliamentary seats. President and Prime Minister urge voters to come out in large numbers to exercise their franchise. Campaigning for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls continues. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rallies in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. Vice Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, appointed as the next Chief of Naval Staff, Kenya's military chief and 9 others killed in helicopter crash, and in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeat Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.